Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host has been all morning.
And will continue to be.
Jerry Peretzman. And really, it's a great show we've had, as usual.
Right.
We're in the midst of the Christina Lou show, which is the high point.
That's right.
And I have a question. This is a good one.
Oh.
Go ahead.
What's the significance of 30 and 30?
Mm.
Not just one number. 30 and 30. Christina Lou is going to be 30 for only 30 more days.
Wow, I like that spin on it. Wow, that's a good one. I'm going to use that this weekend. I like that. After the show, I come back and just remind all my family and friends the countdown.
Jay, 30 days
Hi,
to go.
I just want to remind you.
Stop at 29.
Oh, that's great. You know what?
Happy birthday.
Yes, it's coming up April 3rd. We'll be here before we know
That's wonderful.
You know, we were laughing during the break, and it was so nice what Jerry actually said, but he said, you know, all these programs through the town and Project Independence especially, he said, it's just nice because you'll be in the supermarket and there's people that you've met through Project Independence things, and it just makes your day a little brighter. And I thought that was just a wonderful testament and compliment to the program, really. It's a little plug for PI there.
It's a truth, though. You know, it's Ron was talking about it earlier. I mean, there's a socialization part all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's
and
a
you
huge
brought it up, Jerry,
part,
very clearly, that, you know, somebody meets somebody. You may become an acquaintance, which is fine, but you could also wind up with a very good friend.
That's right.
No.
It's just, you know, you're in a long line to check out, and you're cursing to yourself. All of a sudden, someone behind you says, Jerry. And it's someone PI. You think about the length of the line.
Right, I agree.
We wish it would be longer, probably.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's really, you know,
it's
and
really great.
I always think about, too, in the Romeos, one of the members, David, he actually said that he met someone through the Romeos that lived on his block that he never, you know, knew. And then through the Romeos, they became friends and had a friendship, which I think is nice. It's never too late in life to make some new friends. So I think it's a great thing. Back to all the events going on in Project Independence, we have, which is a wonderful thing, is there's going to be glaucoma screenings offered at different locations in the town. And this is provided through NASU University Medical Center Ophthalmology Department. So they'll come. You can get a free comprehensive eye exam. This is going to be at Fuchsillo Park on Tuesday, March 8th at 10:30 a.m. It's also going to be offered at Magnolia Gardens the following day, March 9th, from 10:30 to 12:30.
Okay.
I think it's just an amazing service. You know, there it is again. You know, and like you said, a free exam that
and
you'd be able to
have. And the glaucoma exam is absolutely painless.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't feel a thing.
No, and I think it's, you know, and as I said, if you're in the area, you know, you can just that day, you can call and just schedule your appointment because I think it's a definitely a needed service. Also on Tuesday, March 8th, there's going to be a breast cancer awareness seminar going on at the Roslyn Community Center, and that's at 11:15 a.m. And Sarah Parise, she's an RN at Northwell. She will be coming and discussing the signs and symptoms, the BRCA gene, and just different new research as well that's in the field. So you can call 311 to register for that, too. On a lighter note, we have Be Active. And that's going to be at Magnolia Gardens on March 17th at 11 a.m. It's a great program that the Cornell Cooperative Extension from Nassau County has offered. This ongoing program every month. They have a different kind of health-related chat. But this one just teaches you different ways, easy ways to be active and to stay healthy. Another group we have that's going extremely well, it just started, is the World in Motion, and that meets once a month. It's going to be Tuesday, March 22nd at 2:15 p.m. At Clinton G. Martin Park. And what's amazing is we have a PI member, her name's Martha Cohen. She's also a professor.
Right.
She came to us and she decided, you know, we thought it'd be great, you know, for her to volunteer and start this group. It's a current events group. They talk about all different world issues and people rave about it when they come through. And I think, you know, that's what's amazing is that she, you know, a lot of Project Independence volunteers have the opportunity, you know, if they come to us and say, I really want to facilitate this group and it's going to work, you know, more power to them. And I think it's just
And we have the building. So if it doesn't work, it's not like we rented some space and we lost thousands of dollars. You give it a shot for a couple of weeks.
Right.
Nobody has an interest in coming, that's fine.
And I think that's what's important about Project Independence because, you know, like I said, it's 60 and over is the population that we serve. And, I mean, 60 is a young age. It can go all the way up to 100, we have members. You know, so it's a huge span of time. You know, not everyone might need, you know, transportation services or social work or nursing services, you know, so it's great for the younger, you know, more active senior to be a volunteer is, I think, extremely important. And you get to kind of have a nice little purpose and, you know, program to do, which is just absolutely wonderful. So I encourage everyone to check out that program. We also have Thursday, March 24th, there's going to be a seminar on pneumonia and Prevnar vaccines. A lot of people don't necessarily know about these, so we have Rite Aid Wellness Ambassador is coming in to discuss this.
I got the Prevnar a week ago today.
No.
Absolutely no side effects, no nothing. And it
Isn't that late in the season?
It's never too late. It's never too late. And it protects against bacterial pneumonia. There were shots that most of us had were against viral pneumonia.
Oh, okay.
This complements those shots.
Yeah, and I know that our nurses wanted to, you know, kind of spread the word on it.
And I said, I went to my doctor's office. He checked my blood pressure and all that sort of nonsense. Stuck the needle in, and that was it.
Good.
The only pain I had was a little jab. No side effects, no nothing. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't work 100%, I'm still better off.
You get sick, right?
I mean, you know, the doctors will tell you it may not be quite as effective as seniors with weaker immune systems. But nonetheless, it does provide a degree of protection.
Yeah, and that's why I said you can come. You want to learn more about it, you can come check out the chat. We also have, which has been extremely popular, and it's backed by popular demand, it's called All the World's a Stage. Gail Salas, a gerontologist for us, also facilitates this program, and it's this casual presentation and chat, and it just goes over the different stages of life, the changes, and she does it very creatively. So I recommend everyone check it out. It's definitely a good time, and that's March 25th at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Port Washington Senior Center.
Has she ever been on the show?
Yes.
Okay.
We actually, I want to have her back on because, in addition, Gail's also our veterans caseworker,
too.
So we definitely want to have her on, too. I know she's been going to tons and tons of seminars on the subject. So that's it. We also, I'm very glad to say, unfortunately, the Valentine's Day stuff was canceled, but we're back. And the Spring Fling, they took the Valentine's dances that North Hempstead, the Community Service Department, had originally scheduled and turned them into Spring Flings because we didn't want to miss out on the party. We have Monday, March 7th. It's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's also going to be on March 18th at Fuchillo Park from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There'll be pizza, snacks, coffee, dessert, dancing, games. It should be. It's always a community service puts on a great party. So if you're interested, you can call 311 and reserve your seat. Another thing. Oh, there you go. There you go. John's on it.
Right.
We have the Supervisor Judy Bosworth, the New York State Attorney General, and the town board are presenting this amazing program called Know Your Contractor, Know Your Home Improvement Rights. And this is going to be on March 16th at 7 p.m. in the town board room, and that's at Town Hall in Manhasset. It's really going to be an amazing thing. A lot of, you know, you hear all these scams all the times with different contractors coming into your home. So this way, it'll tell you exactly different ways to protect yourself, rights you have, you know, as the consumer too. So I definitely think anyone, you know, this is beneficial for, no matter what age, really. So you'll learn a bunch of laws and tips and, you know, definitely call 311 if you're interested in attending that.
Before Mal didn't want to be quoted, I don't want to be quoted now either, but I was told that about 70% of the complaints that go into the district attorney's office are some sort of construction related.
I believe,
with, you know, roof, windows, whatever they're doing, that so much of that stuff is where the complaints are coming.
It is, you know, and I know a lot of times also, you know, it gets tricky because a lot of our seniors will say, do you have any recommendations right. for a specific contractor? You know, unfortunately, as a government agency, we can, you know, right. say that as yeah. much as we'd like to
right,
sometimes.
Right, of course.
But this is great because this will just tell you, you know, things to look for and just to watch out for and not be afraid to ask questions. Mm-hmm. You know, they're providing a service for you. You can ask as many questions as you want. And I always recommend to look for people, your neighbor has used. You right. know, it's the best way mm-hmm. To do this. So check that out, March 16th, 7 p.m.
That's actually, real quick, that's how we got our guy years ago. My neighbor is right. very thorough. Mm-hmm. When she hired somebody, yeah. I didn't even interview anybody. I said, it was good yeah. enough for you, yeah. it's good enough for
and
me.
And listen, I could right. give everyone my husband's, because my husband is certainly thorough. I mean, the company is just to have our bathroom redone. I can't tell you how many people we met with. So that might be his good career choice. I might just refer people to Jay.
Okay.
All right, looks like we're coming to a rapid end. I just want to tell everyone ARP driving courses are coming up. You can call 311 to register for that.
Terrific. Jerry, I want to thank you.
Well, I enjoyed the day.
It was a good show, wasn't it? It's
great guests and great hosts and hostess.
And to end the show and start the weekend with the Christina
Lu right.
show,
right,
there
right.
is nothing better in the world. You've been listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you.